Episode 138. Welcome to the Unschlagbar Ehrlich Podcast, Samaria Bolden.
Hello, this is Samaria from Mayweather Boxing and Fitness Hollywood.
Hey, you can sit a little bit closer, yeah. So I don't have to hold my hand like too much. You know, I didn't do a lot of training in the last week, so my hands are a little bit, how do I say, no, jiggly. Yeah, I was walking here, this is my last night in Los Angeles, and I was walking the street and suddenly I saw the Mayweather boxing gym, and I was like, what the hell, why did I not see it the last weeks? How did you get here? What is this place? And so cool that you're here and telling me a little bit about it.
Absolutely. So this fitness studio actually opened in, I want to say, July 2021, in the peak of the pandemic. But I actually just got into this role in September of this year. So only a few months, but I did come from a different fitness concept. And the reason why I wanted to be here is because it's super inclusive. You could be at all fitness level, any skill level when it comes to boxing. I honestly have no boxing background. So being in here, it's a super, super big challenge and super inclusive. You meet so many different people. They walk into this fitness studio and it's not just boxing. So, you know, here we have the standard boxing because of the Mayweather brand, and that is what inspired Mayweather Boxing and Fitness. But you also have the fitness aspect, which kind of makes it a little bit more inclusive because it's not solely boxing, and not everyone in the world has done boxing, but a lot of us have been on a treadmill before, or we've been on a rower at some point, or lifted a weight. And so, you know, this space was something that was super familiar, but definitely a challenge for me.
Have you tried boxing?
Yeah, so honestly, I've only taken a few classes being in my role because I've only been here only a few months, and I've done a few boxing and fitness concepts prior to this. However, I'm actually a professional dancer, so this is so out of my element, but boxing here has been very rewarding. I've learned so much about boxing, and not necessarily through my own personal experiences of boxing, but through our members and, you know, the first time visitors that walk into our studio. So I have a little bit of experience, but nothing like Mayweather, obviously.
You were more dancing in the ring instead of boxing.
Yeah, definitely. So yesterday, I know that we had classes yesterday, and during the midday break, which is around this time, so between 1 o'clock and 4 p.m., we don't offer classes. And so our members are able to come in and utilize the space as they please. And yesterday, a lot of them chose to opt out of it and take most of the group fitness classes. And so I took advantage of the open gym and I was working out, but most of my workouts was dancing. So it looked more like Zumba workout, like dance boxing, not necessarily actual boxing, but it was so fun. And like being able to utilize the space and just not having to solely focus on boxing is really great.
Yeah, and you know, dancing is so important for boxing, actually. And like Lomachenko, his father took him out of boxing for 2 years and just danced. So he got a good footwork. So I think your footwork would be very good.
Yeah, definitely. A lot of people tell me that my experience in ballet is super helpful in boxing. So I'm excited to see where that takes me.
Yeah, me too. It is funny because I was a ballet dancer also for 10 years, from 4 to 14.
Really?
So yeah, high five, girl.
That's so awesome. So I started dancing at age 6. I'm 30 now. So what is that, 24 years? I moved to LA to pursue my career in professional dancing at the age of 18. So I've been out here, you know, a little over 10 years, and, you know, it's brought me so many opportunities, and this is just one of them. So, you know, I'm super excited to be a dancer who's utilized my talents and the things that I've learned through dance for my career outside of dance.
And it's definitely a lot because I know this field, and it's tough.
Yeah, it is. It definitely is.
And the discipline is the same, like in boxing.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's so funny. We are talking about dancing in a boxing podcast, in a boxing gym, in a boxing podcast.
Yeah. Well, the cool thing about it is, like I said, this space is super inclusive. So you can come from all walks of life and be able to participate in our workouts or even our personal training sessions. And for me, my experiences dance, and I'm able to utilize that to my advantage in the space, just like most of our members utilize the things that they've learned outside of here as well. So, you know, that's what I love about this place is, you know, you can come from anywhere, any type of background, any experience. You can have a lot of experience or none at all and feel welcome in the space, feel like you're learning something, always feel a challenge. And I think that's the greatest part about being here.
And you are the studio manager. How do you get from dancing to this place?
Well, so during the pandemic, that actually really changed my focus, redirected my focus, because dance to me was not a sustainable career. And I know that I'm really good at business management. I actually went to college in the middle of the pandemic, which is kind of backwards, I guess, for a lot of people. But I went to college and I studied business management and marketing. And I really wanted to learn even more and have extended and continuous education in business. And so what I did from there is I took everything that I learned from school and I went to another fitness concept. And in there, I learned so many different things that really helped me be able to walk into this door and do my job. And so once I left that fitness concept, I decided that I wanted a challenge and I wanted to learn more about business, but also I wanted to stay in fitness. And what better way than to come to a place where I really didn't know much about boxing? And so I chose this location here, Mayweather Hollywood. And of course, it's been a challenge. I want to say not only on the physical side, but on the business side as well, because this is such a niche fitness concept and not a lot of people really know much about boxing fitness. Or, you know, they look at our sign from the outside and they see Mayweather's name on it and they know that he's 50-0 and they expect that they're going to come in here and spar and they have to be good fighters. And so that's one of those challenges that I was hoping to overcome. And you know, that's what brought me here, is utilizing all of the things that I learned in college that I could apply to real life. And even the things that I learned here, I can apply to a career in the future, which hopefully this takes me to owning my own studio, whether it's fitness or it's a dance studio, what have you. But that's hopefully my goal. And dance brought me here. I peaked in my career. It redirected and reshifted my focus. And that's what landed me in the role that I'm in today.
What is the studio manager actually doing the whole day?
I honestly, it sounds exactly how it is. I manage this business from the top to bottom. Our franchisee, the studio owner, he is more hands off at this location because he is the vice president of international development, which means that he is in charge of opening locations in other countries. And so that really takes a lot of his, you know, All the things that he has to do in his role, it takes him from this in particular to reopen locations and make this company more profitable and open up the opportunities for people in other countries. So for me, I do everything that a studio owner does. So if that means I'm working as a sales advisor one day, I'm working as a sales advisor. If that means that I'm doing payroll and I'm paying the bills and I'm creating partnerships and all of the things that an owner would do, I do those as well. And now my role here could be much different than any other Mayweather Boxing and Fitness in the U.S. or even in other countries. But here in Hollywood, because we're the flagship location, we kind of have a little bit different way of doing things. And of course, we stick with brand standards, but we're the studio that tries new things. You know, we create initial partnerships that are taken to other Mayweather Boxing and Fitnesses throughout the country and throughout our brand. So, you know, this studio is super high caliber and also is in the heart of Hollywood. So that's a big deal.
And it looks so fancy. Like, I know the people on the podcast, they don't see it, but it's black and gold and it's like Mayweather style all over it. Have you seen him one time here in your gym?
So before I was brought onto this team this past August, he came in with a lot of children who were here for like a camp style workout with him. And soon after, in October, I actually was invited to Vegas to have dinner with him, along with one of our members and one of our coaches. And that was a really great experience. Honestly, there's not a lot of people who can say that they've met, you know, a champion who's 50-0. And it be Mayweather himself. And So I'm happy that I have that experience. He's such a nice guy. He's super soft spoken. And, you know, he's gone through things in his life that led him to be the champion that he is now. And so that is one of those things that drives me into work every single day, is knowing that not only am I here to represent a brand, I'm actually representing a person who, you know, went through things similar to me, and if not even harder, to get to where he is, to be undefeated. And in my life, regardless if it's boxing or not, I want to be undefeated in all of the fights that I have to go through as a person. And that's what we strive for our members to, is to come in here, knock out each workout, and be a champion and be undefeated and continue to go every day, knowing that you can come back in here and continue to burn those calories, knock out every single punch that you have in order to get whatever stress it is that you have, or if it really is your goal to be physically fit or to be an actual fighter and learn a skill, just knowing that you can be 50-0 just like Mayweather.
Is there a secret he might have shared with you guys to get to this point, to be so successful?
So really the secret, if you're wanting to know based on his skill, the secret is in the Mayweather Boxing and Fitness workout. Every single workout that we have is inspired by what he did to be 50-0. So if you want to know the secret, I would say go to a Mayweather Boxing and Fitness class, because that is where you're going to find the secret. It's kind of like the secret formula on SpongeBob, where Plankton is like trying to figure out what is the secret formula in a Krabby Patty. You can find it in Mayweather Boxing and Fitness. So if you want to be 50-0, you want to know what Floyd did in order to get to where he is at a fitness level, I would say definitely walk into a Mayweather Boxing and Fitness near you and you will find it.
First of all, I love your voice. And second, you're so good at selling this place. You should get a paycheck for this one.
I actually do.
You should tell next time Mayweather, hey, there's a girl from Austria, she wants to interview you.
Yes, absolutely. Honestly, I'm so appreciative that you walked in and you wanted to do this with us. There are a lot of people who's listening to your podcast right now who's never heard of Mayweather Boxing and Fitness, and you just opened that opportunity for them. So I'm super grateful for this. And in all actuality, if you're in the LA area, if you're in Hollywood, come into our studio. We offer your first class for free if you just want to try it and you want to know the secret. But also, if you're in a place that is not in LA and you're in, you know, another state in the US, or if you're in another country, look to see on our website. You could check the location, find your nearest Mayweather. If it's not there, feel free to reach out to the Hollywood location, and our studio owner could possibly bring one to you.
Awesome. And I know we have a lot of listeners who are doing fitness boxing, but also like a lot of professional fighters. So if there's a professional fighter maybe coming to LA, how can they involve their training session here?
Absolutely. So you have many options. We are on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook. You can look us up at Mayweather Fit Hollywood. If you want to reach out to us via email, the email is hollywoodsm@mayweather.fit. And honestly, you can text us or give us a call at 323-306-2252. You could book a session with us. We do also train people who want to be at the amateur or professional level. So if you are wanting to do any personal training sessions, all of our coaches are highly qualified. And then if you also just want to focus on fitness and want to do a group fitness class, but also include that boxing aspect, you definitely can do so. You can also visit our website. I think the website is mayweather.fit. So you could go there, check the location. You can literally search using your zip code or your state or your city and be able to book your first class. And if it's in an area where you live, you can take your first class for free.
And you will also see online the equipment, like talked about one of your colleagues about the water bags, because I love them so much. Yes. It's so nice for the hands, and yes, the ring is very beautiful, a lot of weight stuff. So they have everything.
Absolutely. So on our website, you're able to see all of the equipment that we have, but also all the types of workouts. So we have multiple styles of workout where either you're focusing on just fitness, you're doing a little bit of both. We have some 45-minute classes. We have some hour classes, some 90-minute classes, as well as we have some classes that really only focus on boxing if you want to get your technique super, super down pat, so that you are looking the best and feeling the best in your boxing skill. But yeah, our website has everything. You can book there, you can purchase a membership there, and you can also just get a lot more information.
How expensive is it if I'm staying here for, I don't know, for 2 weeks and I want to train here, or a monthly membership?
Yeah, so our rates are anywhere from $12 a session to $30 a session, depending on how many sessions you're going to do per month. Also, our pricing is different at each location. So what it may be here may not be in your hometown. So I would definitely look at the location on our website. But average range is anywhere from $12 to $30 per session.
Awesome. Do you have a favorite boxer?
Mayweather, obviously.
I have to say.
Mayweather, definitely. I'm super excited because he's supposed to have another fight this February. So I'm excited about that.
He's going to make a lot of money with the studios also.
Definitely. He is invested in a lot of things. So, you know, this is just one of the many things that makes him a champion, that makes him, you know, money Mayweather. And so, you know, we just strive to keep the brand standard and maintain the brand and do all of the things that make him him. And so that's what my role is at Mayweather Boxing and Fitness Hollywood.
Thank you so much. I think we got everything. It was super interesting to see this side of the business, actually, because, you know, in Austria, we love doing stuff, but here in LA, you love doing stuff to get a lot of money. So you guys are so good at making money. I don't know. Give us some tips.
Yeah. I think in LA, you have to think of LA as a melting pot of everybody from all over the world. All of the best people from where they come from. They may be the best boxers. They may be the best scientists. They may be the best actors and actresses. And they all come to LA. And so that's why when you see LA and you see the Hollywood Dream, you think of this big caliber of people who are really good at what they do. And that's exactly what it is. It's all the greats from where they come from, and they're all in one city. And so that's why in LA, people strive for the success, and they see the success, and, you know, they're able to see that big money that everybody's talking about and join the money team.
Awesome. I hope I will learn a little bit from you guys.
Absolutely. Anytime. We can definitely do another one of these episodes soon.
Next time when I'm here. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
This was podcast episode 138 with Samaria Bolden, the studio manager of Mayweather Boxing in Hollywood. Last week we learned a lot about wildcard boxing gym, this week about Mayweather and fitness boxing, and next week maybe about another sports gym or about an interview, who knows. I'm heading back to New York for my last days of this trip. I wish you a very great week, lots of motivation for your training. Stay safe and unschlagbar, ehrlich.